let's review. The Mishnah Daf tests, after listing the specific circumstances where one is liable for damages caused by his possession, states, Chutz Mishusim Yechedes Lamazik. One is not liable for damages to an animal that wandered into his property, because Amar Lei Torcha Mishusim My Bayi. The damaged animal was trespassing, and he's not liable for such damages. The Mishnah continues, Urshus HaNizik V'HaMazik, referring to a Chatzar HaShutfin, a property jointly owned by the Nizik and the Mazik. And the Gemara cites a machlokes in the interpretation of this phrase. Rav Chisda says that this phrase is not a continuation of the preceding phrase, but is attached to following and concluding phrase of the Mishnah. Rishus hanizik v'hamazik, kishahizik chav hamazik l'sham tashlumi nezik m'meitav ha'aretz. One must pay for these damages. Therefore, chatzah ha'shutfin, chayiv bala shein bala regal. One is liable for damages of shein v'regal in a shared courtyard. Although the pasuk says ubir b'stei acher, his animal went into someone else's field, b'stei acher karina bay. Chatzah shutfin is considered a private field, not a public area. However, Rabbi Laza says that this phrase is a continuation of the preceding phrase, and the Mishnah reads as follows: Chutz mirshus hamiyuchedes lamazik v'rishus hanizik v'hamazik. Like rishus hamazik, chatzah shutfin pater bala shein bala regel. One is not liable for damages of shein regel that occur in a shared courtyard, because the pasuk says uvir b'stei acher. One is liable for shein regel only if it occurs in private property, and not in the rishus harabim. And a shared courtyard is regarding this matter considered a public area, not a private area. According to Rabbi Lazar, the next phrase of the Mishnah, kishahizik chava mazik l'sham tashlumi nezik mimeitav ha'aretz, one must pay for damages with choice property, is a separate ruling to include either keren, a case of deliberate damage which was not mentioned in the first Mishnah, or a case of shemechinna v'hashoyel noisesacha v'hasecher de'azke tura demashal l'tura de'shoyel. The borrowed ox, or the pekudin, which belongs to the lender, damaged the borrower's or custodian's ox. In which case, tam misham chatzi nezik umud misham nezik shalom. The owner is liable for the damages if kibul alav shmiris gufoy v'le kibul alav shmiris nezakov. The shoyel only accepted responsibility for damages to the borrowed ox, but not liability for its actions. The Gemara now brings braises in support of both positions. On the one hand, one braise says, Tani Rav Yosef, Chatzah ha'shutfin v'hapundik, chayiv ben al shein v'al regel. One is liable for shein v'regel in a shared courtyard or an inn. On the other hand, another braisa says, Arba klalois ha'yi Reb Shimon ben Elazar Eimer ben Nizakin. Shimon ben Elazar enumerated four principles regarding damages, and one of them is, Lazeh u lazeh, kagein chatzah ha'shutfin v'habika, pataba al shein v'al regel. One is not liable for shein v'regel in a shared courtyard or an open field. However, ala keren, Tam misham chatzi nezek, mud misham nezek shalom. One is liable for deliberate damages in these areas as well. The Gemara reconciles the braises. The braise of Rabbi Yisrael refers to chatzi miyuchedis leperis ve'enim miyuchedis leshvarm, a sheared courtyard that is intended for produce but not for oxen. Domi de pundik, similar to the inn he mentioned. Therefore, legabi shein havi lo chatzar nezek. Regarding shein v'regel, it is considered a private property because the ox was not authorized to be there and he is liable for its damages. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar referred to chatzim yuchadis lazeh u lazeh, bein leperis, bein leshvarm, a property where they shared the rights to keep both their produce and their animals, dumi debika, similar to the fields he mentioned, therefore havalei kirusha sarabim, it is equivalent to a public area, and so he is not liable for shein v'regel. This is actzually what is referred to in general as a chatzah ha'shutfin, which is shared for all purposes, and all agree the chatzah ha'shutfin potter ba'al ha'shein ba'al ha'regel. David, the Gemara now seeks to reconcile Rav Chisda Rav Elazar as well. Perhaps they too do not disagree. Rather, they likewise both agree that Chatzar HaShutfin Potter Bala Shein Bala Regel. However, Rav Chisda, who says Chay Bala Shein Bala Regel, is referring to the case of Rav Yosef, a Chatzim Yuchedis Leperis Ve'in Yuchedis Leshvarm. And so he is liable because it's considered Chatzar Nizik. While Rabbi Elazar, who says Potter Bala Shein Bala Regel, is referring to Chatzim Yuchedis Lezeh Ulezeh, Bein Leperis, Bein Leshvarim. And so he is not liable because it's considered Rishus Harabim. Alternately, they're both discussing Sadim Yuchedis Leperis, Ve'enim Yuchedis Leshvarim. And they merely disagree whether this is considered Chatzar Nizik. Rabbi Elazar holds Kivin Dim Yuchedis Leperis, Be'inan Ubir Biste Acher, Veleka. Since they may both keep their produce there, it's not considered a Sad Acher, a private property, and so he's not liable. However, Rav Chisda maintains, Kivin de'enim yuchedis l'shvarim, sada acha karina ba. Since the ox was there unlawfully, it is considered infringing on private property, and he is liable. According to all these pshatim, the Mishnah can be understood simply. chutz mirshus hamiyuchedis lamazik, v'rshus hanizik v'hamazik. Like rshus hamazik, chutz hashutvin potter balashin balaregel. A general chutz hashutvin is certainly not stay acher. The Gemara now cites the remaining three principles enumerated by Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Kol shu rshus lenizik v'loy lamazik chayv bakol. One is fully liable for damages that occur in the nizik's property. As the Gemara explains, Reb Tarfani, da'amim mishun karen b'chatzar hanizik nezik shalom mishalom. Even for karen of a tam, if the damages occur in the nizik's property, he's chayv nezik shalom. The mazik v'loy lenizik, patur mikol. One is not liable for damages that occur on his own property, as explained earlier. Loy lezeh v'loy lezeh, kagen chatzar she'in shal shneim, on a property that does not belong to them, chayv by ala shen v'ala regel, ala karen, tam mishalom chatzin nezik, mu mishalom nezik shalom. He's liable for both Karen and Shane Beregel. Now, the Gemara explains this last case. If this refers to a field owned by a third party, he's certainly not liable because they had equal rights there and it's equivalent to a Rishos Harab. Rather, it refers to a property owned by the Nizik alone. And the Rabban disagree with Reb Tarfon and maintain that one is never liable for more than half damages for Karen, even in the Nizik's property. Accordingly, Reisha Reb Tarfon v'seifa Rabbanan. Shimon ben Elazar was quoting two dissenting opinions. Alternately, Kula Reb Tarfon, both principles represent the opinion of Reb Tarfon. However, Loy Lazeh v'Loy Lazeh l'peiris ela d'chad. The last case refers to a field where only the Nizik has the rights to keep his produce. Lazeh v'Lazeh l'shvar. However, they both have the right to keep their animals there. Therefore, delegabi Shane havelochatz hanizik. Regarding Shane, the mazik was infringing on private property, and he is liable. While delegabi Karen havelorishus haram. Regarding Karen, it's considered a public area, and he only pays partial damages for a tam. The Mishnah now lists further details regarding liability for damages. Thuk the Mishnah, shum kesef, a monetary assessment, meaning shum ze lo yehei ela bekesef. The nizik can only claim money, but cannot claim the item responsible for the damages payment. The Mishnah continues, Shava Kesef, items of value. This refers to Shava Kesef v'loy Kesef, something that is worth money, but is not a form of currency itself. This refers to Karka, land, but all other items, Kulu Kesef Ninu, are similar to currency, as Rashi explains, the Matzah Lam Tuyinu, Mi Masa Lamasu Mizdavni. One can transport and sell them. Therefore, Ein Bezdin is Kokin El Nechasim Shesh Lehen Achrayis. Bezdin only sees his land as payment. The Gemara explains that this refers to Yasmi. Orphans are only obligated to repay their father's debt from the land they inherit. However, regarding all others, the Braisa says, Yashuv l'rabbis shava kesef afalasubin. One may repay with any item of value. The Mishnah continues, Bifnei Bezdin, referring to Mumchen, Prat lebezdin hadyotis. Only a Bezdin of Mumchen, judges who received smicha ordination, may collect damages that are classified as knas, as penalties. The Mishnah continues, Val pi edim. We require witnesses. This either excludes Maid Beknas v'achkach bo Edim Shupata. One is exempt from penalties if he admits his culpability before witnesses testify to the matter. Or this excludes those who are not valid witnesses, as the Mishnah continues, B'nei Chayrin l'mute avadim, B'nei Beris l'mute akum. Slaves and non-Jews are not valid witnesses. The Gemara concludes explaining the Mishnah in the next daf.